Welcome to Difference Makers with Devin Dade, a life coach, speaker, and leadership trainer. Devin has the opportunity to speak with entrepreneurs, leaders, people who make a difference in the lives of others.
All right, we have the opportunity to sit down with Jay Scott from Keokuk, Iowa, who owns the Mississippi Valley. He also has a partner, which he'll talk more about. Before we get started, though, I definitely want to take time to thank Jay for helping me get the podcast up and going. He's the one who took the picture for the pixel for the podcast. And when I asked him, I was actually on vacation in the Ozarks, and he made it very easy by saying, whatever you need, I got you. I'll take care of you as a friend. And that friendship has been going for many years. Not only that, but I know throughout the years I looked up to him as a mentor. So I'll let Jay go ahead and fill in the rest of the introduction as an artist, creative. But more than most, what I have discovered, Jay, over the years is he has a mind for business. So Jay, would you mind filling in the introduction?
Thanks, Devin. I really appreciate that, the kind words. And I've always been kind of a do-it-myself kind of guy. I love being able to move when I want to move and letting my inner self come forward through what I'm doing. So what better way to do that than to be an entrepreneur doing something that I love to do? And referring to that, my grandfather years ago said, you know, he said, find something that you can do every day of your life and not have to be paid to do it, and you can get up every morning and go to it. And that's where I'm at with being a businessman. I love the aspect of being my own boss. You know? Yes, at times it can be grueling. You put in a lot of long hours, but the other side of the coin is it's very rewarding.
And with photography, you say there's many times when you're just at home, and you said you put in many hours that you will have to go just get a shot because it hits you.
Oh yeah. Countless times I'll be sitting there at my desk and I'll be reading something or watching a video about something, trying to learn and broaden my horizons, and an idea will pop in my head. And my wife would tell you, I'll grab the camera bag 9:30, 10:30, 11:30 at night and I'll run out the door. Sometimes I come here to the studio and I'm setting up lights and stuff in here in the middle of the night, or sometimes it's just a night shot, or on an afternoon it's, oh, I'm gonna go try this, you know, at the riverfront, or I'm gonna go here and do this. And it's just that creativeness and that drive and the passion for what I do is what drives me. Yeah, it just keeps me going. I can't stop. It's almost like a drug.
So how long have you been doing photography?
Well, all in all, gosh, I don't even know, because I started as a little kid. Mom and Dad put a camera in my hands, you know, and I love taking pictures. Semi-professionally, I did for about probably 11 years, and professionally now for about 12.
Wow!
So it's been an evolving journey. Yeah, I'll say it's been an evolving journey.
And I know talking to you last year, you was definitely feeling like you was moving in a new direction. And you said, but you're always looking to progress, and you always look to bring something new. And one thing that really captures me is in your photo shoot, we can take out the photography, because one thing that you're really trying to develop in your photography and your photos is an experience for your client.
Mm-hmm. When I started out, it was all about making a great photo. You know, something that people were going to want to either hang above the mantle, you know, the fireplace, or they was going to have it on the wall, you know, behind their couch in their living room, or, you know, and that was all great. That was all good. And then I got to thinking, well, wait a minute. It's more than just a great photo. I want to give people a great experience. So then I kind of started switching gears and like, okay, I'm going to not just give you great photos, but I want you to have a great experience along with that photo, so that you can look at that photo 10 years from now and say, I remember when the photographer that made this said this and got me to laugh. Those are the kind of experiences that I want to give to people. And it seems like it resonates louder with my seniors when I do senior photos. Because I now have seniors that are coming back years later that, you know, I did their photos. and I'm doing their newborn babies. I'm doing their weddings. I'm doing their families. So it's grown not just as a business, mm-hmm. but as relationships.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important to build those relationships.
It's interesting because they say one who has a lot of passion for something becomes an obsession, but when that obsession becomes pretty much everything from your vision that you feel you have to birth. This, like, you have ideas that say, birth me, birth me. I look on your walls. I'm sitting in Jay's studio, and as I look on the walls, I look at the pictures. What they capture is a lot of what is going on in that picture, and the picture says so much. So it's more than just a picture because it speaks to you in so many ways. How do you capture that?
For me, a photograph will reflect either one, something that you've heard, something that you've read, something that you've seen, or something that you have experienced. And my partner, Joe Morgan, he and I both will tell you that we read constantly. I like to read poetry. I love to listen to jazz music. I listen to rock and roll. I listen to blues. And sometimes when I'm out on a session, you can kind of see what I was maybe listening to in the car
yeah.
through how my shoot goes and through the personality of the photo.
Yeah.
And especially if I've gotten a chance to know my client, to kind of have a better idea and a better feel of who they are, I kind of step into who they are.
Yeah.
And that gives me a greater vision as to what kind of photos is best going to portray them and their personality, and it gives a better feel for things. So, in short, yeah. I could talk forever on that. In short, it goes hand in hand, you know, with how you're feeling. I've seen photographers go from shooting stuff that's real bright and cheery to all of a sudden something tragic happened in their life, and now their photos for some reason have turned dark.
Yeah.
And it's all in how you're feeling, how mm-hmm. your personality is going. So there's a lot of an individual as a photographer that goes into every photograph.
Yeah. Man, I love it. And this is what I know: the people who are listening are usually, I'm going to say we do this for the entrepreneurs, basically anybody who has something going on. Mm-hmm. And when you get past the point to where you're doing something for a job, but you're doing it because you love it, and you never get, like you said, you never have to work a day in life because you created wealth in what you're doing. This is what I'm hearing you say, is that you've went past the point of job and you're into, now you're really crafting and honing in on, I'm going to say, the inner eye. The inner eye of the photographer. And I know the personal experience, my daughter and my mm-hmm. fiance has been on shoots with you, and they come home and they love the experience. They laughed when they could have just left in an argument. They come home laughing. I'm like, all right. All right. So I know that you definitely create that for people in my home. Yeah. So I know that you're creating that for the other people's home. I would say maybe in the next year or two, man, give us a peek. Just give us a little peek into what's going on in your life.
What's going on in the world of Jay Scott.
Yeah.
I can say there's some big things, not just for myself, but for us here at Mississippi Valley Photography. Joe and I are constantly trying to stay ahead of the game, being proactive instead of reactive. And that is a big thing in any business, no matter what your business adventure is you've got to be proactive instead of reactive. So you've always got to have ideas and things that you've got on the table that you're putting into a timeline as to, okay, this is what I want to accomplish, this is where I want to be, this is where I want to go. So, yes, we have some things on the table as a company that we're looking at.
Yeah.
That we're wanting to get implemented and put into place. That's just going to grow Mississippi Valley Photography as a company, but it's also going to help grow our community.
Mm-hmm.
A community is everybody. It's not just one entity. So I like to say I want to involve the community.
Yeah.
Because that's what it takes. And without the community, a corporation or a business can't evolve.
Right.
It can't move forward. So, yeah, it's community driven. Uh-huh. Personally, I can say this. I'm constantly studying, reading, watching videos. They say the best way to teach yourself or to move forward or be successful is to get close to somebody that's already successful. Watch the company that you keep.
Yeah.
Remember our parents used to say that to
us? Yeah.
Watch the company that you keep it.
Right.
I say that to say, get close to someone who's already doing what you're doing and mm-hmm. being successful with it.
Yeah.
And stick close to them.
Mm-hmm.
See what they're doing, see their failures, see their successes. And see everything that they're going to allow you to see.
Right.
Ask the questions. Mm-hmm. Ask the tough questions. The worst thing that they can do is tell you, no, that's none of your business. Or they'll tell you, well, yeah, let's sit down and let's talk about it. So with that being said, for me personally, I've made some friends with, some big name photographers, mm-hmm. world renowned photographers, Jason Lanier, Joel Grimes, Henry Dost, who's a great photographer out of Germany. I talk to these guys regularly, they're doing it.
Yeah.
Jason goes all over the world.
I've
matter of fact, I photographed a wedding 2 years ago with Jason. Great guy. And you would think that somebody of that stature would be, a cut above. No, he's right down there, right on, the same level. And, he shared huge, what I call gold nuggets with me.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was just like the light bulb went on. It was like, I knew that, but I didn't go flip the switch on,
Yeah.
I send stuff to these guys all the time for critique. Because for me, I'm my own worst critic.
Mm-hmm.
I will look at one of my photographs and I will pick it to pieces. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to my photos. Blemishes, the wrong lighting, the wrong angle, or if I had, my shutter speed was wrong, or whatever.
Yeah.
I will pick it apart and say, oh, I should have did this different, or I should have did that different. Oh, I really hate that photo, and oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. So that is part of my drive,
mm-hmm.
Because I love photography so much. As a kid, I had a little Kodak disc camera. I'm really dating myself here. But I would take this little camera, and I would take, I had the Star Wars men. And I would set them Star Wars men up, and I'd take flashlights and, put light in different places on them and take photographs of them. And, Mom and Dad, they'd get so upset with me when I'd go to have stuff developed. And it's a whole roll of, Star Wars stormtroopers.
With lighting.
With a flashlight shining on them, But it started at an early age for me.
Yeah.
And I pursued it. I went through the Seattle School of Filmworks. I've studied at the New York Institute of Photography. I've been through the Adobe Photoshop Masters. And I'm still studying. There's so much out there that has to do with photography, and now with digital photography, it is evolving so fast. The technology is moving so fast. Things are changing rapidly, and to be a professional photographer and truly call myself a professional,
mm-hmm.
I have to continue to train.
Yeah,
I have to continue to learn. I have to continue to evolve with the technology and things that are going on. Not to say that the technical aspect of photography hasn't stayed the same, because you got to know what your shutter speed is doing, you got to know what your f-stop, you got to know your ISO, you got to know how a certain surface is going to react with light, what light to put on that surface, how much light to put on it. You got to know all that. There's technical aspects of knowing how many feet away from your subject a light needs to be to have a certain effect, what angle the light needs. There's a whole lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
And to step up behind the camera, it's just not to step up, okay, smile, click. No, there's a lot of process that goes into it. But with that being said, you've also got to have the right passion and drive to stay at it.
Yeah.
To stay in the game. And I'll refer to you. Because I am I'll say I'm very proud of you. I've known you since we were, you know, kids coming up.
Yeah.
In your weightlifting, I know for a fact, you know, because I did it for a little while. But to stay at it, you know, you got to have the drive. You got to have the passion. It's hard work. You know, there's going to be days where I'm sure you don't feel like going to the gym, but, you know, you're like, hey, I've got to go. I've got to keep pushing.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same way for me in photography. I mean, there's some times where I'll look at my camera bag and I'm just like, I'm not going to pick you up today.
Yeah. But you literally say that to it.
Oh, yeah. And I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I do. Matter of fact, it just happened to me like last week. My camera bag was sitting there. I'm on my way out the door for work and I'm just like, I'm not taking that bag today. And the first thing I grab out as I'm going out the door was my camera.
That's a love-hate relationship. Yeah. It's a relationship with your camera, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. Yes. You know, and it's just one of those things that I would be lost if I didn't have some sort of camera with me every day. I mean, whether it's just my phone, you know, this bag, or, you know, my big bag, travel bag, I've got to have a camera with me all the time. You know? My wife and my kids will tell you know, I've been known to stop on a busy interstate and walk back a quarter of a mile to get a photo of something that I see. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's a part of me that I just can't let go.
Right.
My creative eye is there all the time. I've trained myself to see photographically. You know, I can walk into somewhere that I've never been and say, okay, I've got it. I know what I'm going to do, you know, and immediately go to it. Whereas, you know, years past, it was like, oh, what am I going to do here?
Yeah.
You know, I had to think about it for a minute.
And yeah.
It takes practice, like an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I tell even people that I've taught photography, pick your camera up every day. Do something with it every day. Shoot. And with digital, it's so much easier. Because back when I started with film, you'd spend a fortune in film and getting it developed to see what your results were.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we had, you know, our light meters to use to, you know, determine, you know, what settings to use. But still, you didn't know what you got truly until you developed it, you know.
Yeah.
And yes, you know, I've done developing. Matter of fact, I still have all my developing equipment sitting in storage. Someday I'll grab one of my film cameras, throw some film in it, and just for the fun of it, go shoot film.
Yeah.
You know, and that might happen sooner than I think. Now that I'm thinking about it. Thanks, David. But, yeah, you know, it's just, it's a craft, it's a passion. And at the same time, it's a curse.
It is,
you know,
a gift and a curse. Huh?
Yeah, it's a curse that's a gift.
Yeah. You know what they said is you know it's love when you it's the first thing you think about in the morning and it's the last thing on your mind and in between you can't stop talking about it.
Yeah. You know, prime example. Last night I'm laying there and I had my tablet and I'm watching a video. And I don't remember what the video was now. Oh, it was on time lapse photography. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, gosh, I should try that sometime. I mean, I've done it a couple times, and I'm thinking, no, I need to do a longer time-lapse video. And I'm watching what this guy's doing, and he's talking about it. And middle of the night, I woke up, and I'm like, I could use the Sony camera. It's mirrorless. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you just go back to sleep. And I got up first thing this morning, and immediately I go out to the computer, to the desk, and I turn it back on, and I get right back on the computer and start, you know, doing more research on time lapse. And I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to be able to let this go until I do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same way with a lot of my photos. I'll get an idea stuck in my head. Oh, gosh. And Joe will tell you. I'll call him. Hey, he's like, oh. He said, what do you got going in your brain now?
Yeah.
You know, and vice versa. You know, he'll call me. He'll say, hey, meet me at the studio. I'm like, oh, what are we doing? You know, we're either going to one, we're going to mess around with a bunch of water. We're going to blow stuff up. Which we've been known to do. You know, I have a photo, and I don't know if it's still floating around out there. I have a photo of a mint, a candy mint, that has a bullet going through it. Yeah, and we thought about this for days, and finally Joe said, hey, let's go to the studio. And we set up this contraption, you know, to shoot this mint. you know, high-speed photography, and, oh, man, we had fun with it. We was actually running around after that, finding stuff to shoot. So, like I said, it's a passion.
Yeah.
But it can also be a curse. Because we get down here, and we're like two kids in a toy store, you know. And I tell people that, you know, welcome to my playroom.
Yeah.
Because, truthfully,
yeah,
I'm just playing.
Well, I was going to say, I was on this shoot for Homecoming, and there was a lot of people in here, and it was just like a frenzy.
Yeah.
It was a frenzy. And I
loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And none of the chaos got in your way. You actually, the more the chaos got going, you turned up a little bit more with your creativity. Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll amp it up. I had the Kelvick High School volleyball team, the seniors this year, the varsity seniors, and they come down here. They wanted to do a special poster. And they got in here, and I knew, you know, I think there was 8 or 9 girls, and I think I knew 7 of them, you know, watched them grow up, knew their parents. And we had a blast. Yeah. You know, they got the clowning, I got the clowning, next thing I know, I think somebody threw, there was a box of that packing popcorn over here, somebody threw that up in the air. I was okay. Now I've got to mess again. But so what? You know what?
Yeah.
The kids are having fun.
Yeah.
You know, and what better way for them to have a photographic experience but to have fun?
Right.
You know, I don't want everything to be so uptight, so stiff-lipped and, you know, stiff-necked, like, oh, we got to go in here and we can't, you know, enjoy ourselves. No.
Yeah.
You know, we got to have fun. That's when you get the best photos, when people are having fun. They're not nervous. They relax, you know.
You know, I used to work with teens, and for years I had it backwards because I would say, let's get this formation, let's get it so structured.
Yeah.
And then I learned you get people at their best during playtime. And that's when that's when people are open, and that's when they learn, and that's when you really truly know them.
Yes, yes. You know, and I experienced that with the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
With my wife and I over at the Inertia Center. People will tell you, I'm like a big kid. You know, I get out there, I play football with the kids, I'll play kickball. I've been known to sit down in the sandbox and play with kids. I get right in there with them.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids have such a great time, and it builds such relationships, you know, with those kids that, you know, it's something that will carry on for a lifetime with them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the same way goes with, you know, my photography. I want to build a lifelong relationship.
Right.
You know, and I tell people, if you have a friend in me, you got a friend for life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just that kind of person. I like to be people's friend. I like to be friendly and cordial and, you know, everybody have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's truly, I think, what life is about, is having a good time with no matter what you're doing, whether it's your job.
Yeah.
You know, at home, school, whatever. Enjoy it.
That's wealth.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
happiness.
Yeah, it's just, it's great. It's great.
So, Jay, for our listeners, take us home and give us one piece of parting advice that you would give to entrepreneurs, or you would just like to give to our listeners as far as them following their dream or getting the right skill to have fun at your profession.
That's kind of twofold.
Uh-oh.
I tell people, follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, yeah, but my dream. No, follow your dreams. You know, as kids, you know, I'm sure, you know, probably 9 out of 10 boys growing up in America wanted to be a fireman.
Yeah.
You know, or a police officer. Or the one to be a superhero, you know. And at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, you couldn't tell any of us different.
No.
You know, I was going to grow up to be, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and as we grew older, those dreams, because of being told, well, you can't do that, or you can't do this, or you've got to do that, or you've got to do this, those dreams slowly faded. And the reality of those dreams faded away along with them. And, you know, when we were, you know, taught it at, you know, at the teenage level, that, oh, you know, you got to get an education, you got to get a job, you got to work and this and that and blah, 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 blah. And we put our dreams that we had to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us actually even forgot about those dreams. But I say this. You were dreaming it then. What's the difference now? Go after your dream. If that was your dream then, to do whatever, go for it. I mean, now, yes, we're not going to be, you know, Superman or Iron Man or whatever, you know, the fictitious, you know, dream. Yeah. But a dream of reality, of being what you want to be or who you want to be. Who says that you can't?
Yeah.
Society? Look at how much society has changed.
Yeah.
Is society actually right? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think society is wrong because society has said that you've got to put yourself in this box.
Yeah.
And you can't get outside of this box because this is who you are.
All the major breakthroughs have been through people who got outside the box.
Through people who got outside the box, mm-hmm. and had a dream.
Yeah.
Follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Chase your dreams. You know, there's plenty of avenues to get you to that dream. Yeah, there's going to be pitfalls along the way. There's going to be dirt roads. There's going to be no roads at all. You're going to have to sometimes cut down the forest to make your own path through.
Mm-hmm.
But go forward with it.
Yeah.
You know, I tell a lot of my seniors, because I like to have serious talks with them, you know, shoot for the stars, man.
Yeah.
And if you land on the moon, turn back and check out the view anyway.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, you know, my advice would be to chase after whatever it is that you've got in your heart to do. You
yeah.
know, seek out the people that can help you get there, and the ones that aren't going to help you get there, that are going to be your stumbling blocks. You know, I don't say throw people away because I don't like to throw anybody away.
Right.
But just know that you can't depend on that person to help you get to where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. And get on your journey.
Right.
You know, and it's never too late. You know, I worked countless jobs before coming back around to my photography. You know, as I said, when I did it semi-professionally, was the days of film. I was just trying to get started, and it was hard to compete.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have the money to keep buying film just to go practice my craft. You know, I was a new father, you know, a kid in the home. I was, you know, my wife and I are newlyweds. We're trying to build a family and stuff. And how can I dedicate, you know, hundreds of dollars a month, you know, to a maybe so?
Yeah.
And I've got, you know, family to take care of. So I kind of backed off of it. And you know, and I actually, and I honestly kind of regret that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when I jumped back into photography, into the digital world, it was like I was starting all over again.
Right.
You know. And but this time I had a different outlook.
Mm-hmm.
I had a different perspective. And it was like, okay. You know, because our daycare had been up and running for a couple years. And I'm just like, okay. You know, I know that I'm supposed to be an entrepreneur. I know I'm supposed to be a self-supporting, self-sufficient businessman. It's going to take some work. and it has taken some work, and yeah. it still takes some work.
Yeah.
You know, I put in countless hours, but as I said earlier, the hours that I put in, the work that I put in,
yeah.
you know, the freedom and the enjoyment that I get out of it outweighs all that.
Yeah. Well, and I just, for the listeners, mind you, that this is Sunday afternoon. We started this interview at 3:00,
yeah.
and this was a break in the schedule. So I just, you're right, when yeah. it comes to chasing the dream,
yeah. Yeah.
you got to be open night and day for it. It's a yes. 24/7 thing, 24/7. Right?
You know, and I've had that discussion with people. They say, well, you know, you work too much. Are you this? Are you that? Well, but a lot of times I don't look at it as work.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's unbelievable how God will take you through stages in your life and will eventually bring you to the point and the appointed time of where you're supposed to be. And you've got to walk in it. You've got to bask in it. You've got to take it and say, ah, you know,
yeah,
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like sitting in an easy lounge chair, you know, at the edge of the water on a beach,
yeah.
you know, you're not going to be totally 110% comfortable. You're not going to be.
Yeah.
But the points of comfort, enjoy them, man.
Enjoy it. You got to immerse yourself in it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay Scott, man, you said so much that jumped out. The podcast, the motto, man, is drive, develop, and deliver. And when you talk about drive, having the inspiration, the motivation, and just a sheer of doing it when you don't even feel like doing it, that's what drive means. And it means giving 110. And then develop part is, I like what you said, get your skill. Know your craft and get your craft down to where you're just honing in on it. And get yourself out there on the edge, right?
Yeah. You owe it to yourself.
Yeah.
If you're going to do anything, learn it forwards, backwards. You know, you've got to eat, sleep, and breathe whatever it is you're doing.
Yes.
Be the best that you can be at it, because the next guy or next gal out there that's doing it, they're looking at you saying, what are they doing? What are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, an old saying. This is not that, well, it's not that old, but mind your own business.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
If you're in business, mind your business.
Yeah.
Because if you're not minding your business, somebody else is.
Yeah.
Because they're watching to see what you're doing, to see how you're doing it.
Yeah.
And they're thinking ahead, how can I do it better than what he's doing or what she's doing?
Yeah. And I love it. And that's, and you know what? The delivery part you just did, because when you mind your business, then you end up on walls, in wallets, on phones,
yes,
in other people's home.
In other people's home.
Delivery. Delivery, right? Man, I love it. I appreciate the time again. We really look forward to what you're going to do, and I can't wait to have you back on the podcast again. Yes. I know that you'll have valleys and peaks that you'll go through here and there.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you, man. I appreciate it, Jay. Yeah,
thank you, Devin.
Thank you for listening to the Difference Makers Podcast. Drive, develop, and deliver. Make excellence a habit. Be the change. See the change. Tune in next time.